Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 262 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for November 17th is: imagine a tragedy occurs which takes away any and all of your financial freedom and security. Describe how you could still live by your principles in the aftermath of this type of tragedy. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. Money is the root of all evil, the old saying goes. Or is it really our perception of money and its role in our lives that is the problem? Money, like a lot of external things, can be used for good or for evil. But it starts with knowing the principles and values of our integrity, and then having the discipline to take action on those principles, even when external conditions involving money seem bleak. And a good example of having the discipline to live by principles during times of financial insecurity is John D. Rockefeller, as told in the following excerpt by Ryan Holiday in his book, The Obstacle is the Way. Before he was an oil man, John D. Rockefeller was a bookkeeper and aspiring investor, a small-time financier in Cleveland, Ohio, the son of an alcoholic criminal who'd abandoned his family. The young Rockefeller took his first job in 1855 at the age of 16 at 50 cents a day. Then the panic of 1857 struck, a massive national financial crisis that resulted in a crippling depression that lasted for several years. Rockefeller could have gotten scared. Here was the greatest market depression in history, and it hit him just as he was finally getting the hang of things. He could have pulled out and run like his father. He could have quit finance altogether for a different career with less risk. But even as a young man, Rockefeller had an unflappable coolness under pressure. He could keep his head while he was losing his shirt. And so instead of bemoaning this economic upheaval, Rockefeller eagerly observed the momentous events. He chose to look at it all as an opportunity to learn, a baptism in the market. He internalized an important lesson that would stay with him forever. The market was inherently unpredictable and often vicious. Only the rational and disciplined mind could hope to profit from it. As he once put it, he was inclined to see the opportunity in every disaster. And to that, we could add, he had the strength to resist temptation or excitement, no matter how seductive, no matter the situation. For the rest of his life, the greater the chaos, the calmer Rockefeller would become, particularly when others around him were either panicked or mad with greed. This was a function of Rockefeller's personality. Resilient, adaptable, calm, brilliant. Was he born this way? No. This was learned behavior. And as Rockefeller shares, it all started in the panic of 1857. He said, quote, "Oh, how blessed young men are who have to struggle for a foundation and beginning in life. I shall never cease to be grateful for the 3.5 years of apprenticeship and the difficulties to be overcome all along the way." End quote. So how about you? Can you imagine a tragedy occurs and takes away any and all of your financial freedom and security? Can you describe how you could still live by your principles in the aftermath of this tragedy? We can be like John D. Rockefeller and keep our cool even while we're losing our shirt. It starts with knowing the principles of our integrity, and then having the discipline to live from the inside out, even when conditions around us are bleak, and even if others are losing their cool. And what does this have to do with teaching and coaching? It's no secret that for the most part, teachers and coaches are not compensated extremely well financially. And of course, the potential for a tragedy to occur and really take away any financial security we do have always exists. But as most of us would say, we don't do it for the money. We do it for the kids. And if that is truly one of the principles of our integrity, then we cannot let the external forces of financial security affect our interactions with our students and athletes. This doesn't mean we don't have to deal with financial issues, and it doesn't mean that we shouldn't fight for ourselves when we are not being treated fairly or being taken advantage of financially. But no matter what is happening in our external story, we can maintain our discipline internally, and we can use that discipline to increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day. Day.